Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I'm your host Kay, and we are going solo again because yet again I got so busy that I was not able to get to schedule a guest per se. And so I am here, by myself again. And I guess today I just kind of wanted to talk about go over, we're bringing it back to health and fitness today, guys. We're gonna go over more the beginning kind of journey of my fitness and kind of what helped me start and realize I needed to start sort of thing. Anyway, so yeah. First of all, I want to talk about the segments, of course. Cannot forget the segments. Let's go with the most exciting one first, okay? Announcements and updates. Y'all, I think we're gonna bring the pod to YouTube pretty quick here. We're just working out a few little tweaks. Obviously, need to get the camera itself. Gonna get a really, really cheap one just because obviously, I do this for fun at this point. The podcast is not bringing in, it's not raking in the dough, and that's okay. This is just a fun little thing for me. Hopefully, it's fun for you guys. But it would be fun if I could kind of get it out a little bit more, and I think YouTube will be a really good way to help with that. So we're thinking about getting a little video camera, just literally such a cheap one. So the quality won't be awesome, but I think it'll do the job for what I'm planning on doing, which is just sitting here and talking. So yeah, that is probably gonna be happening within the next few weeks, months, hopefully. But yeah, obviously once that does get official, we officially have a set date to kind of, what's it called? launch the YouTube, then we will I mean I will update the podcast people and everything and promote it a little bit more on the Instagram and on my personals. So yeah, you won't miss it. You won't miss it. But that's really exciting, and I'm really hoping to get that going sooner than later, just because I think that'd be a night next the next step for this, obviously. And I've been looking to make that next step for a while. And originally, when I started the podcast, it was in my vision to bring it to YouTube, and I just knew at the time. Obviously, I still don't have a camera. I didn't have a laptop. I had no really means to do it. And now that I actually got it. Again, a cheap little laptop for wedding planning. I think it would be, it's a good time to think about getting that camera now. And we have put some thought into it, and I know it's not like a super expensive purchase or anything, but money is money, and I do overthink a lot of things. So we're still in the deciding factor, but I will for sure be getting it. It's just when is the thing, Anyway, so that's the announcements, updates for today, and honestly, I'm very excited about it. So, I hope you guys are too, and I hope that it will get a little bit more traction that way as well. Let's move into the next best thing, which is food of the week. Well, we celebrated my little sister's birthday on Saturday, and she had it a little breakfast brunch theme that was her choice of food. So I am a absolute slut for some muffins, okay? Any muffin is the best muffin in the world to me. Dry ass muffin, best muffin in the world to me. If I'm eating a muffin, I am in my happy place. And there were, I don't know if you guys have had the Costco muffins. If you haven't, you need to. You have not lived yet. If you have, then you know what I mean. Like you understand the hype, or you should. If you don't, then you're probably just not human. Anyways, so muffins are my food of the week. Just all muffins. Anyways, that's it. That's it. Except for mom, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry. Beet infused muffins, or muffins that you use beets to make, like that red vegetable fruit thing. Those are not good. Those muffins I would die to not eat. Anyways. High of the week. Well, so today is Monday. As always, I am a last minute girly. On Saturday, after my sister's birthday party, which was also another high. Anyways, but after that, me and Alex, my fiance, for those of you who don't know, went and got our engagement pictures taken. And so that was really, really fun. We went up to Nisswa, Minnesota for those, just to some beautiful little places up there. And it was pretty nostalgic for both me and my fiance because, so I guess he grew up going on like family trips up there and stuff, and I grew up with my grandparents actually lived right across, like in Brainerd, right across the street from Nisswa. So we went up there a lot as when we were younger, and have a lot of really fond memories up there. So it was really sweet and nostalgic to be like both of us up there together, like kind of, I don't know. It was cool. I think going into the pictures, I was extremely nervous. I'm not very good in front of a camera. I don't know really what to do or how to like pose or smile or whatever, but the photographer was really knowledgeable, and she was just very like she made us feel very comfortable right off the bat. She was so easygoing and so laid back and so funny. So she just made us both very comfortable and told us exactly what to do. It wasn't like we didn't have to put a lot of thought into it. And we did some really fun poses that I think will be really cute. I'm really excited to see them. But yeah, it was just a really good time, and it was a good quality time to have because, I mean, both of us are so busy now with it being summer and everything. We just are, I feel like, so packed on the weekends and so busy with wedding planning and stuff now that it's like a conversation that isn't about the wedding or about like what we're doing next, how we're gonna plan our next weekend is like just very cherishable. And it was about 2 hour drive one way up to Nisswa, so we had a lot of time to just chat and kind of like reconnect, just like the two of us. It was very sweet. So I thought that was nice too. Low of the week. This is not supposed to sound as bad as it's about to sound. But my low, in the sense of overwhelmed and like the decision makings, is wedding planning, but only because I'm so bad at making decisions. I get so easily overwhelmed, and like planning a wedding is a lot of decisions and a lot of information thrown at you, and that's kind of really stressful to me. I've had a very pretty good week. So this is not to say that I hate or despise wedding planning. This is just to say that if I had to choose a low, it would just be the stress that has come with wedding planning. Don't get it twisted, guys. Don't get it twisted. Anyways, what is my next segment? Lift of the week. Drum roll, please. Okay, insert drum roll sound because I can't do that cool noise with my mouth. Anyways, I have been starting deadlifting again, which is new to me because I haven't done it in like quite literally probably a few years, because when I was working out at Planet Fitness, they'd only have the Smith machines, and I'm not deadlifting on a Smith machine. I'm sorry. I don't think the track of motion is correct. And yeah, that's personal opinion. I'm not gonna do that. And I just hadn't gotten back into deadlifting since we got our home gym, but recently I've been wanting to like kind of up my numbers on squats, bench press, and I was like, you know what, I just need to be doing all the compound lifts and upping my numbers on those, building strength. So I've picked up deadlifting again, and I'm starting light and going for high reps for 3 sets each, or 3 sets of high reps. Anyway, so that's been super fun to I started that within the last week, and it's been really fun and like a really fun way to challenge myself in a way I haven't in so long. And I just love the challenge. I love the just like the new lift in my routine. I do that on my pull days, which is back and biceps. So just because I'm already doing squats as a compound lift on my leg day, don't want to do too many compound lifts, just for muscle fatigue and stuff, just so that I can have a good rest of my lift. So yeah, so I'm doing deadlifts again, and that's been so fun, so great. We love. Okay. Hot takes or current events. Let's see. I have been seeing on TikTok so much about, I don't know if you guys have seen that trend where it's like, that you have like a weird tattoo, and it's like, but if somebody asks me about it, I get to talk about you. And it's like, usually, like, I've seen a lot where it's like a weird, or not a weird, but like a unique pattern of like a dog nose or something, like a unique like coloring they have on it, and then they get that coloring on their like arm or something, and you can't really tell what it is. And then if someone asks, then you get to talk about your dog or something like that. Anyways, there's one where it's like, I've seen this so much more recently than not too, where it's like the sunset, like half a sun. It's like, if someone asks about it, I get to talk about you. And it's the next slide over is the twisted tea. If y'all don't know what that is, it's like, it's an alcoholic beverage. And I just have to say, I am proud to say I have never ever had a twisted tea in my life. And I will probably never ever have one. To me, I'm not a big tea person anyway, but it just, like, I don't know. Now it's just more of a, like, hey, I've never done that. I've never had that one. You know, it's a good use for never have I ever, you know. And same with White Claws. I dodged that one as well. Anyways, that was really all I had for that. I know, pretty lame, but I just have to like kind of gloat that one. Anyways, since I'm like planning a wedding, I know I talk about this so much, but I just wanted to say, my mom and I had a great idea on what I think is, well, I think a few weeks ago I talked about how we are going to be having like beer bottles as our centerpieces, and like the amber beer bottles. I think it's so cute and stuff, but we're having our friends who drink beer save all their amber beer bottles. And then I recently, with Sydney actually, learned how to crochet hearts. And so just these tiny little keychain ones, like very small ones. And I'm gonna have the like keychained, or like the little hearts, and have one or two like hanging around each beer bottle. Because I mean, it's a wedding, heart themed, perfect. So I think that's gonna be really cute. Those are gonna be like our little centerpieces. So I think that's fun. That's been fun to plan, just because like we can like make that all our own. And I know we can make the whole wedding our own and everything too, but like I think this is gonna just like, this is the fun part where we can just like let our creative muses kind of like take control and stuff, and we can combine and figure out what's gonna look best, work best for both of us. And it's also we are trying to be cost efficient with it. Weddings are expensive. And so I think it's fun to be able to like kind of do some DIY things where it's is like you can see the result of it. Like, I don't know. I'm just excited for that part of it for sure. That part is so fun to me. I love doing that kind of stuff. Crafty stuff. Hell yeah. I will do it all day long. But yeah, that's just my little, wedding update because you guys gotta have one. And then other than that, I think like this again, you guys know the drill. If I'm by myself talking, it's not gonna be a long episode. But let's kind of just get into the topic, which is gym motivation. What has helped motivate me? What has maybe worked for me can maybe work for you. And then also like how I started my gym journey. And again, if that stuff worked for me, I mean, it could work for you as well. Just to kind of get it a little jump start in the gym. But yeah, let's just kind of get into it. I guess we'll start with the like starting out in the gym because I mean, that's obviously where you got to start with it. And honestly, I started working out when I was in high school. We had a little home gym set up in our we had a rec room in our garage, and I started working out in there with my older brother. He kind of showed me how to like, which by the way, Micah, sorry to name drop, Micah, if you're listening to this, you are on my list of guests. So now you can't get out of it. Your name has been dropped on the pod. People need you, man. The people want to hear from you. Anyways, little segue. Anyways, so he showed me how to like have like proper form while I was lifting, especially with squatting, bench, deadlift, the compounds, the important ones to have. Good form. And so, I mean, all of them, it is very important and very critical to have good form, make sure you're lifting correctly. But especially with the compounds with heavier weights and stuff, he really made sure I was doing those right, which I appreciate very much. So, yeah. And then I think so for me, that was really easy for me to start because it was like right in my house. It was comfortable for me. I didn't feel like people were watching me. It was fun to work out with my brother. It was fun to like work out with my friends when they would come over every once in a while. And it was just very laid back and relaxed. But then once I did stop working out for probably I think there was like a year or two after high school that I wasn't in sports and I stopped working out and got back into it again like 3 years ago, and I did get a gym membership because we ended up moving, so we didn't have that little space for the gym anymore. We ended up moving. I got the first time I got my Planet Fitness membership just because it was affordable. I didn't really know what I was looking for. I did try going to like a bigger gym first, and I had a crazy anxiety attack. It was not good. I literally walked in, looked around a little bit, walked right back out. It was so intimidating. There were so many people. They looked like also like athletic, and it was like when you're just starting, it was very, very intimidating to me. But so then I think I went from that gym to a Planet Fitness and got a membership there that same night because I was like, I need something smaller, and like Planet Fitness is known for judgment-free zone. Now, if I would do it over again, knowing what I do now, would I get a Planet Fitness membership again? No, just because the equipment, I didn't like that all the benches and squat racks were Smith machine. I did not like that. But that is totally fine for a lot of people. It didn't suit me well. I had to like going back to a free cage. I had to reconstruct my squat form especially, which was really, really hard to do, and really it was pretty defeating because I had to go so much lighter than what I was normally doing or what I could at Planet Fitness with the Smith machine. But anyways, I'm so side trailing. Anyways, so okay, I had to pause for a minute because my fiance came downstairs and it's just awkward for me still. Anyways, where was I? So okay, so for me as a beginner, Planet Fitness was great. As I learned more and was wanted to challenge myself more, especially with my compound lifts, Planet Fitness wasn't as great for me. And that was just a personal thing. I see so many extremely healthy and extremely athletic people at Planet Fitness, or I did like every single day. And it's great for so many people. It's really affordable, which is nice. And if you get the Black Card membership, you can bring a guest. And so that's what I did. I had that. I brought my fiance with me every single time. So we pretty much had two memberships for the price of one, which was awesome. And so I guess what helped like get me started in the gym is, well, first it was just me going. This was before me and me and Alex were dating. So it was just me going, and I would go with a friend every once in a while. Most of the time I would go with a friend just because I was really intimidated by going by myself. I did not like that the thought of it at all. And when you're still like figuring out how to use everything, what everything is and stuff. And I mean, when I first started, I was a big machine girly. I was big into the machines. Once, like, as I was like kind of phasing out of Planet Fitness, I was mostly free weights, dumbbells, stuff like that. And cable machines especially. I love cable machines even now. For me, it was really helpful to have someone who would go with me, or even just like have someone who would kind of like, in a sense, be like an accountability partner. So even if like we weren't going together, like we would both go and we'd be like, how is your lift today? Like, just have someone or find someone who is already into that lifestyle or wants to start that journey with you. Whether that be a friend, a family member, who knows? But I think accountability and having like a person who wants to or who is in the same ship as you is really helpful. Then you don't feel as isolated, and I don't know, like for me, I have like my friends were like growing up or pretty athletic and like into the gym and like that kind of stuff already, so it was like it felt really like, oh, I was a part of it then, and I could send my PRs and I could know like, oh, this will be appreciated by these people, you know what I mean? Just stuff like that is just really encouraging for sure. And then another thing that helped me get over the intimidation of it all is when I first started going to the gym, it was baggy sweatpants, baggy tee, or like baggy shorts, baggy tee. Just very, very hiding under my clothes, which is not a bad thing at all. And not to say that people who wear baggy t-shirts or baggy clothes to the gym are hiding their body. For me, that was the case. For many other people, it's just more comfortable. But for me, that was the case. And now, I mean, obviously, I work out at home now, so I wear spandex and sports bras when I work out. But even by the end of my membership at Planet Fitness, I was wearing spandex and sports bras there. I just got more comfortable with it. I got more confident, not only like in what I was doing there, but also in myself, like in my body. I felt better about myself, and I just I didn't feel like, honestly, okay, retrospect, my body did not change that much. It was mindset, 100% mindset. I just felt way more comfortable in my skin. And still to this day, when I'm in a funk, I don't feel as comfortable. I feel a little bit more insecure. And I'm not saying this is like the cause of me working out. This is not that at all. But I'm just saying, like, it rings true even now when, for me personally, when I am kind of more in a funk and like kind of don't feel as motivated and stuff, I do lose a lot of confidence and I do lose my healthier mindset and healthier perspective of even myself, of my own physical body, which is wild. But yeah, again, retrospect, my body physically did not change that significantly to the point where like I'd be like, oh, I'm hot shit now. For sure not. It was just so much mindset and still is. But yeah, by the end, you just like by the end of my m time at that gym, I did feel a lot better about my confidence about how to use even the machines and such. And so yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of like time will tell sort of situation. You're gonna feel a little bit more comfortable going by yourself, more comfortable trying out the different machines, the different equipment there, and doing different lifts there. It's over time you will just naturally feel a little bit more comfortable with it all, and that's just kind of something that you have to be patient with, but that you have to obtain by being consistent and going. So that's one thing to look forward to, once you start going more and more. Another thing, I guess, well, yeah, so the accountability, and then also wearing what makes you comfortable, doing what makes you comfortable. Another thing that really helped me was noise canceling headphones. That helped me a lot because I was able to just kind of zero in on my music, on my sets, on my reps, on my weight, on my lifts, just doing what I was doing. Couldn't hear the things around me. Couldn't. I completely doubt anybody was like talking about me or judging me or anything. But if they were, I wouldn't have known, It was very much more like isolating when I was by myself, especially to have those noise canceling headphones and just be able to dial in on what I was doing. It was very motivating in its own sense that way. So that was always really helpful. Now I just blare music on the speaker and our neighbors have to deal with it. But I guess on the motivation realm of it, if you're feeling motivated to do something healthy for you, do it. Absolutely 100% do it. If this is all new to you, but you're feel like if you feel like, oh my God, I want to be able to run 2 miles. Like I cannot run a mile now, and I want to build up to run 2 miles, but I just don't know how to start. Just start. Find some program or don't. Just go run. Like if you're craving to do something healthy, what's the harm in trying? What's the harm in doing that thing? Maybe you do it and you hate it and you never want to do it again. Fine, at least you tried. But you wouldn't know if you didn't try. To me, like if you're craving like to just go cleanse your fridge, go like chuck your junk food, not saying you should, this is just an example, and just kind of replace it with whole foods, produce, stuff like that, why not? I mean, hell, I mean, food's expensive, I get it, but why not, I don't know. And I was I was talking to my mom a little bit about this last week, and I just think that like if you're craving to try, if you're already say an athlete and you are maybe you're a lifter, you wanna try Pilates, but you feel a little silly trying Pilates because you're a lifter and you're a little clumsier and this is a weird moves for you. Just try it. Hell, watch a YouTube video. Like do a YouTube video work along thing. Try it. If you hate it, at least you tried, but maybe you'll love it. Maybe you'll go out for a run. You'll be like, hell, that was amazing. Like, I want to keep doing this. But you wouldn't have known that if you didn't try. If you were wanting to do it and you were just sitting there and you thought, oh, maybe I'd like this, but you never tried, you wouldn't know. Maybe you are gonna go run a marathon next year. You don't know until you try. I don't know. I think that if you are itching to do something healthy for yourself, you need to scratch that itch. And I think that is very important. That is my little rant about that. One thing that has helped me to stay motivated with my gym consistency and such, not to say I work out every single day. Hell, you gotta take rest days, all right? All right. Today is a rest day, mainly because I got home and started wedding planning and time got away from me. But one thing that I do that's helped me to really keep my body moving, stay motivated, is when I get home, I instantly go change into my workout clothes. I literally unpack my lunch for the day, put my purse away, let the dog out, feed the dog out if Alex isn't home and hasn't already done that. And then I go put on my workout clothes and I go straight down to the gym. I grab my water bottle or I fill it up, grab my water bottle, go straight down to the gym and work out. And I just don't allow myself the moment to sit down because I know once I do, I will not get back up. That is an issue that I have and that I have learned to deal with by just not allowing myself to sit down until I am ready to relax for the evening. I get home, I go straight to the gym and work out. From there, I switch out my shoes and take the dog on a walk. Right now, it's a little scorchy out here, so that's not very healthy for the dog right now. Right now, we're doing a lot of backyard playing and just kind of in the house fetch because he is a big dark dog and the sun really takes him out. And if it's like 86, 88 degrees with humidity of like 80%, he's not gonna last long. And I really don't want to give him heat stroke. Anyway, that's my other little tangent. But yeah, so that's been really like my evenings, quite honestly, when I get home from work, this is what it looks like. I'm gonna give you a little play by play. I get home from work, I go to the bathroom, I change, I go down, work out, I change my shoes, grab the dog, go for 2, 3, 4 mile walk, depending on the day, depending on the temperature, come home, start dinner, eat dinner, and then by then it's usually around 7, 8, watch a show for a little bit and go to bed by 9. And that is quite honestly my very consistent routine because I know that if I am like an ant, I'm like a dog. I need a schedule, I need a routine. I know that if I mess up my routine, my whole night is gonna be all out of whack. I'm not gonna get the things done that I need to get done or wanted to get done, and it's just gonna be a little shamble of a day for me. But that is truly one thing that's helped me stay motivated. Another thing, that's outside of like my personal life that's helped me stay motivated is honestly, I follow, and this may not work for a lot of people, but for me, it is motivating to me. I follow a lot of fitness influencers, and I see their posts all day, and I'm like, holy smokes, that's so inspiring. I want to be able to lift that. I want to be able to be like a multi-sport athlete, stuff like this. So to me, when I see people doing crazy stuff and just like being kind of beasts, you know, it is motivating to me. It motivates me to want to personally increase my goals and increase my, if I'm running, my speed, my distance, you know, and kind of be able to show myself that I can do something that I didn't think I could do before. So I guess find a good community for you as well. That goes into play. And then I have another thing. Oh, okay. So this is for, I guess, this isn't relatable or won't relate to a lot of people, but with my Garmin watch, whoop, whoop, I've mentioned it before, I can see all my family and my friends who have Garmins too. I see all their activities on the news feed in Garmin, and it's motivates me to oh man, so and so ran 8 miles today. Hell, I can work out for an hour, you know, it just, I don't know. Have it's that goes back to kind of accountability, I guess. And I just think that having a community that is in the same, has a like-minded community as you, it's gonna be helpful for you to be able to grow and be more consistent and meet some more goals, do things that you're not quite comfortable with. And I think that all of that really plays into part where to being able to successfully have a good gym journey and a healthy gym journey, and I don't know, a fun one, you know. But I guess with that, it's kind of all I have for today. If you aren't already in the Facebook group, go join it. It's called Girls Lifting Plates. It's on Facebook, girls only, sorry boys. And then the Snapchat group as well is K. So my Snapchat, you go add me on Snapchat, swipe up saying you want to be in the Girlies Lifting group. It's KAYC dash FTNS. I think it's dash, maybe it's hyphen. Try both. I don't know my symbols. But yeah, so it's KC dash or hyphen fitness, but it's FTNS, not fitness. Yeah, that was a lot more confusing than it needed to be. I'm so sorry. Go follow the Girls on the Move Instagram, which is quite honestly just Girls on the Move podcast on Instagram. Go follow that. Again, you'll be getting any updates on filming and stuff on there. The YouTube channel is up, and it has been up. It is just Girls on the Move podcast on YouTube, so you can go subscribe to that. Now that we're gonna be making some headway on getting that up and running, and then again, my Instagram and TikTok, my personals are k.ann.fitness. If you want to go give those a follow, show some love there. And I think that's really all I have for you guys, but thank you again so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday and a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.